Within the culture, there's this pervasive view that theists are naive or intellectually shallow. And I think a fundamental basis for this common perception of theism is the fact that the majority of atheists hold to a worldview known as scientism. Now, scientism is the belief that science is the only means by which one can come to know what is real or true. And from this, it follows that anything that goes beyond the empirical data source of science is seen as not real. And since God, as traditionally defined, is immaterial and thus beyond the empirical data source of science, well then God is seen as not real. Consequently, knowledge of God is shoved into the categories of superstition or imaginative constructs. And it's this line of reasoning that leads atheists to see God as nothing more than a mythical figure, such as Santa Claus or the flying spaghetti monster or just an imaginary friend. But is this the case? Is scientism true? Is science the only means by which one can come to know what is real or true? Well, in short, the answer is no, and I'd like to give three reasons to back up that claim. The first reason why scientism is false is because it's a self-refuting proposition. The claim that science is the only means by which one can come to know what is real or true is itself not a scientific claim. One cannot establish the truth of the proposition by using the scientific method. It is not empirically verifiable. It is a metaphysical or philosophical proposition. So think about it. If the claim itself is not a scientific claim, and science is the only means by which one can come to know what is true or real, well then I guess we're going to have to conclude the claim itself is not true. Do you see how it's self-refuting? So the atheist sets out to make the claim that science is the only means by which one can come to know what is real or true, but then ends up having to deny that very claim in its very assertion. Since scientism is a self-refuting proposition, it is therefore false. Secondly, there are several non-scientific or philosophical assumptions that science presupposes in its inquiry. So, for example, the assumption that there's actually a world outside of the mind of the scientist, that the scientist can come to know. The assumption that there are regularities in the universe that the scientist can come to discover and make predictions based on. How about the assumption that the scientist's brain is not hooked up to some machine in some other world that's causing him or her to view reality as he or she does, which would be simply a projection of images, kind of like in the Matrix. These are all non-scientific assumptions that are absolutely necessary to even begin doing science. So if one holds to the claim that science is the only means by which one can come to know what is true or real, well then one's going to have to deny these very non-scientific assumptions that are necessary to even begin doing science. And consequently, one would have to reject the practice of science itself, which no intellectually responsible individual is going to want to do. And finally, just because something is not subject to the detecting powers of science doesn't mean it's not real. I mean, to make that claim is similar to saying plastic cups don't exist because they're not subject to the detecting powers of the metal detector. The fact that the metal detector cannot detect plastic cups says nothing whether or not plastic cups exist. It is simply a manifestation of the limitations of the detecting power of the instrument itself. Similarly, just because the fact that science cannot detect that which goes beyond its empirical data source, says nothing whether or not such entities exist. It is simply a manifestation of the limitations of the detecting power of science. Namely, it's restricted to empirical data. So there's no reason to believe that the whole of reality is only that which is subject to the detecting powers of science. So in light of these three reasons, I believe it's reasonable to conclude that scientism is false. It cannot be true, which actually opens the way for allowing evidence from philosophy to come into play, which is absolutely essential in the dialogue about God's existence. So if our viewers are interested in learning more about this topic, I would encourage them to check out our website, magiscenter.com.